And we're back. Ottawinfluence kicking down the door to the month of May. But don't worry, we promise we'll rehang that door once we're done here. After all, it's the least we could do since we forgot to say hi to your mom in last week's episode, and thanks to those of you who reached out to call us out on it. This week, Ford announced a new partnership with retail giant Amazon, where eligible Ford and Lincoln owners who subscribe to Amazon Prime can have deliveries made securely to their vehicle at their home or place of work. The service will be offered to Ford vehicles 2017 and newer and Lincoln vehicles 2018 and newer, equipped with Ford Pass or Lincoln Connect apps. By linking an Amazon Prime account to the app, users receive a notification of the delivery. They can then authorize the delivery, grant or block access to the vehicle, and will receive a notification that the vehicle has been resecured. Presented as an alternative to unattended home deliveries, where there can be an inherent risk of theft or weather damage, this Key by Amazon service is being touted as the first of many secure concierge services to come as a result of connective automotive technologies. And it looks like on-demand car washes, including interior cleans and detailing, are right around the corner. And speaking of Ford Pass, the company's recently appointed Chief Customer Experience Officer is addressing it as part of their new strategy to establish long-term brand loyalty. Ford Pass, for example, has been designed to elevate the customer experience by creating a single mobile platform where owners can monitor their vehicles, find parking spaces, or make service appointments. Ford is also expanding the reach of their mobile service pilot, which, like Amazon deliveries and car washes, provides the convenience of vehicle maintenance and light service being facilitated at your home or place of employment. According to Ford, quote, "The customer experience is the most important area we can invest in to become the world's most trusted company. The real measure of our success as a company is keeping customers' loyalty over time." But how far does loyalty go? News headlines across the country this past week shared the troubling story of a Virginia man who was arrested for allegedly shooting two individuals, one of whom was also stabbed, over a debate as to which was better, Ford or Chevy. While these sort of debates are nothing new, and police have indicated the possible influence of alcohol and/or narcotics, the fact that 56-year-old Mark Turner would wound both his girlfriend and her son over such a trivial manner is a good reminder that loyalty is fine, but there's still a limit to how far it should go. General Motors was recognized by the Environmental Protection Agency this week, earning the 29th spot on the EPA's National Top 100 list of green power users. The only automotive company included on the list, GM was applauded for their use of landfill gas, wind, and solar energy power sources to the tune of 430 million kilowatt hours. Roughly equivalent to the annual energy consumption of 40,000 American homes, the usage represents approximately 10% of the automaker's U.S. operations. And this week, GM confirmed the long-swirling rumors that they would be pursuing the creation of an electrified pickup truck, although it has yet to be confirmed if the offering will fall under the Chevy banner, that of GMC, or maybe even both. The conversation is nothing new, with prior comments being made regarding the company's intention to build an all-electric future. But with Rivian and Tesla leading the charge, and Ford's highly publicized EV truck development, GM could certainly be criticized for waiting as long as they did to provide that confirmation. An interesting footnote in terms of GM's truck offerings: spy shots of a lightly camouflaged 2020 Silverado HD surfaced this week, touting both the Multi-Pro tailgate and Carbon Pro fiber box that has to date been exclusive to the Sierra. Will such distinctive features make their way across the aisle to the Silverado in 2020? Only time will tell. And speaking of GM changeups for 2020, it was announced that there will be a couple less options for diesel-powered all-wheel drive crossovers available in the marketplace. This is due to the fact that both the Chevy Equinox and GMC Terrain will lose all-wheel drive in the year to come, at least in terms of the turbo diesel configuration, which will now be front-wheel drive only. And Chevy has been applauded by a number of Camaro traditionalists in their reveal of the 2020 Camaro SS, which addresses certain divisive features of the 2019 refresh that had been met with a mixed response. More specifically, the front fascia of the most recent model year offering had included a contrasting black crossbar emblazoned with the bowtie emblem. For 2020, the crossbar will be restored to body color and the bowtie will be centrally placed in the grille. But who has two thumbs and actually appreciated Chevy's attempt at trying something aggressive and new? This guy. Now, we've spoken a lot about the C8 mid-engine Corvette over the past year, but anyone interested in one, for ownership or even just test driving, might need to perform some due diligence in order to find a dealership who has them in inventory. See, in order to participate in sales of the C8, dealerships must qualify as either a Corvette or signature Corvette dealer. This requires an investment of $5,000 minimum to accommodate the purchase of training materials, a certified training session in Las Vegas, and specialty tools required to service the vehicle. That's not really that out of the ordinary, and we think that's fairly reasonable. But also offered is participation in the C8 Mobile Tour, where factory-approved experts visit the dealership with a pair of new C8 vets for training and assistance in ordering. That said, the latter will cost dealerships a whopping $16,000 for one day, or $25,000 for two, so that said, it might not be in the cards for every dealership to participate. For FCA fans like myself, things have been unsettlingly quiet on the Dodge, Ram, and Jeep fronts this week. That said, some spy photos of a camouflage pickup were snagged earlier this week, and while some might be inclined to think the vehicle was a Ram 1500, others are suggesting it might have been a test mule for the Jeep Grand Wagoneer currently slated for 2021. Since the full-size SUV will be manufactured in the same plant as the Ram 1500, this is no real surprise. But it has gotten people talking about the likelihood that the Wagoneer's chassis will exist in the same space as that of the Ram, albeit with the independent rear suspension that we've previously touched on. Also this week, there were a number of headlines surrounding Aaron Morvant, the owner of a 2007 Toyota Tundra, which just became the world's second million-mile Tundra. But what's really interesting about this story is that both of the seven-digit vehicles are based out of Louisiana and serviced by Greg LeBlanc Toyota. That said, we're starting a pool here in the office regarding the third million-mile Tundra and whether or not it comes from Louisiana. Does anyone else want in on this action? Just asking. Owners and employees of Greg LeBlanc Toyota and their families are not eligible for participation. And Toyota has recently announced a number of upgrades to be enjoyed courtesy of the 2020 Toyota Prius Prime Hybrid. Such updates include the addition of a fifth seat to accommodate greater comfort, standardization of Apple CarPlay, Sirius XM radio, and Amazon Alexa compatibility, and inclusion of two rear cabin USB ports, in addition to some cosmetic and convenience tweaks that help to support the 20-year favorite in these more competitive times. Honda and Acura have announced a 94,000 vehicle recall due to issues with the timing belts, after the warning siren was sounded by 15 separate warranty claims. While there have been no injuries or crashes related to the issue, the risk of engine damage, especially while in motion, shouldn't be taken lightly. Thus, owners of 2019 Honda Odysseys, 2018-19 Honda Pilots, 2018-19 Acura MDXs, 2019 Acura RLX Sport Hybrids, and 2019 Acura TLXs should confirm if their vehicles are included as part of this recall. But in happier news, the 2020 Acura RDX arrives at dealerships and showrooms this week. Fueled by 10 consecutive months of record sales, the best-selling luxury SUV has enjoyed a banner year receiving countless accolades from the likes of Auto Trader and US News & World Report, as well as Popular Science and Business Insider. To date, The third-gen offering has earned top Safety Pick Plus status, courtesy of the IIHS, and a 5-star rating from the NHTSA. But 2020 marks the 50th anniversary of the Nissan Z, but the automaker has announced that the drop-top 370Z Roadster variant, first introduced for the 2010 model year, would be discontinued stateside for 2020. The future of both the Z and Nissan's GTR remain cloudy at best, but at the NAIAS, Nissan Chief Product Specialist Hiroshi Tomura claimed that both remain very important to the brand, whatever that means. A few minutes ago, we had mentioned changes to some GM crossovers, with both the Equinox and Terrain ditching all-wheel drive turbo diesel options. That said, it does present an opportunity for Mazda's diesel-powered CX-5, noting its superior horsepower and torque ratings despite nominally lower fuel economy ratings. Definitely something that we're going to be keeping our eyes on as the months progress. Now, following its enthusiastic reception, the 2020 Kia Telluride continues to garner recognition, this time from the Texas Auto Writers Association as part of their annual roundup, earning their picks for CUV of Texas and midsize CUV. And Genesis has gone on record with their reemergence strategy, following a dip in franchise locations as they restructure their retail network to pursue a heightened luxury sales experience. At the beginning of 2018, the Hyundai-owned luxury brand boasted 352 U.S. franchise locations, a number that would drop to 178 in a span of 12 months. They now estimate that they will have bolstered those numbers by April 2020, expecting to reach 300 to 325 locations by that time. And the Volkswagen Group of America has announced the launch of their Inclusive Mobility Initiative, designed to redefine vehicle technologies, user experience, and mobility services around the needs of disability groups. Transportation is the key to full participation in society, said Scott Keogh, president and CEO, adding, and for individuals with disabilities today, the options can be limited. Volkswagen is known as the people's car company, and as the technology allows, we want to design vehicles that are more accessible to them. It really shouldn't be a surprise, but tech-centric Tesla has just earned top honors from Consumer Reports in the evaluation of their infotainment system in a wide-scale comparison of over 60,000 vehicles. Earning an 86% satisfaction rate, other areas of praise include Tesla's smartphone integration. For the sake of anyone interested, BMW, Genesis, Ford Lincoln, and FCA rounded out the top five, while bottom rankings went to Mazda, Acura, Honda, and Lexus, which came in a dead last. And that's about it for us in what has been another slow auto news week. As always, join us next Friday for another roundup of industry headlines and rumors that you might want to hear. And until then, say hi to your mom for me.